Our Father, we come before you this morning fully aware of our iniquity. Father, we know that as Paul wrote in Romans, there is none righteous, no, not one. But we also know, as Peter wrote, that you are patient with us, and it's not your will that any of us should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Father, we come before you humbly, acknowledging our sins, acknowledging our fails. But Father, we thank you for your grace and for your healing spirit. We ask all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Family. We're going to sing "Here I Am to Worship" before the Lord's Supper, and it's also today's life group song.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart. Here I am to bow down, here I am.
23 through 29, in preparation for the Lord's Supper that we're going to be partaking in just a moment. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying,
"This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Please be seated. Will you bow with me as we give thanks for the bread? Our Father in heaven, what an honor and a privilege it is to be together as believers, to recognize the sacrifice that was made for our sins, and to know, Father, that you sent your only Son to this earth to die on the cross. Father, as we partake of this emblem, the bread, as we remember his body hanging on the cross, most of all, Father, we remember the celebration of his resurrection. As we think of these things, let us do so as we partake in a way that glorifies you until he comes again. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen. Let's pray for the cup. Father in heaven, when we think of the blood that was sacrificed so that we could have eternal life, we are humbled. Not just by the blood, but the sacrifice itself, your one and only Son. Father, there's so many things about his death that we don't understand, but we know the horrors of the death, and we know, Father, that when his side was pierced, blood and water came out. And we know, Father, it is his blood that continually washes us, regardless of our sinful nature, regardless of the way that we have lived our lives. But Father, as we remember this suffering and this death, help us to partake of this emblem, this cup, in a manner pleasing to you, recognizing, Father, what your Son went through, and that his body is now this group of believers. We pray these things in your Son's name. Amen. On the first day of the week, we come together, partake of the Lord's Supper, and to worship God. But one of the things we do also is we give back to the Lord. If you're a visitor here, we do not request that you do that. But if you're a member, that's a part of your duties as a member of the church. But we don't want anybody to give reluctantly or under compulsion. We want you to give, as the Bible says, as a cheerful giver. I heard a story of a group of natives that whenever they got ready to do their contribution, they would stand up and they would hold their contribution up to God before they put it in. I'm not suggesting that we do that, but it's the thankful heart that was demonstrated as they did this. I think sometimes because of online giving, because of the fact that we have the boxes located in the back and then one up here in the front, where you can drop it on your way out or maybe do it before worship begins. I think because of that, sometimes we don't really take time to appreciate this opportunity we have to give back to God as He so amply blessed us. Will you bow with me, please, as we give thanks for the offering? Our Father in heaven, we are so thankful for the many, many ways that you have blessed us, for the opportunity to come together, Father, to worship you, the opportunity, Father, to give back to you, to show our appreciation to you. Father, I know in all of our lives we are blessed beyond our imagination. And Father, there are people in the world today that are suffering, that are hurting, that are homeless, that are struggling just to find meals. And I'm so thankful, Father, for the work this church does to help those who are helpless and to help those who are in need. We ask, Father, that you bless the gift and the giver. In your Son's name, amen.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing.
Able to, will you please stand? Our responsive reading is coming from Psalm 8. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set into place.
What is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?
You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet.
All the flocks and herds and animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea,
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Please be seated. Will you pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you have done. Thank you so much for all that you have blessed us with. Your evidence of how great you are is all around us. Whether we're standing on the beach with the foam at our feet and looking out and seeing how beautiful it is, that is your work. Whether we're standing on a hilltop or a mountaintop, that is your work. Father, please be with us. Please give us the wisdom to know that we can spread your word with those that don't know you. Father, please be with us as we raise our children in a world that is in hurt. Father, please be with all of us in here. We ask that our worship is pleasing to you. Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you that he died on the cross so that we may spend eternity with you. Father, please be with us as we go throughout the week. Please keep us safe. Please keep those that are sick. Please heal them, whether it's spiritually or whether it's physical. We ask that they get healed. Father, we ask these things in your Son's name. Amen.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
Please stand. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
For I know
surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
Your desire for faithfulness was even in the womb. You taught me wisdom and a sinful place. Cleanse me with your hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sin and blot out all my iniquity.
Create in me a pure heart, O God, renew the steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken
Please be seated. Shall we pray? Our Father, we come before you this morning fully aware of our iniquity. Father, we know that as Paul wrote in Romans, there is none righteous, no, not one. But we also know, as Peter wrote, that you are patient with us, and it's not your will that any of us should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Father, we come before you humbly, acknowledging our sins, acknowledging our fails. But Father, we thank you for your grace and for your healing spirit. We ask all things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like
I worship your holy name. Good morning. Please stand. This is the prayer for Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
His love endures forever.
To him alone who does great wonders.
His love endures forever.
Who has by his understanding made the heavens.
His love endures forever.
Who spread out the earth upon the waters.
His love endures forever.
Who made the great lights.
His love endures forever.
The sun to govern the day.
His love endures forever.
The moon and stars to govern the night.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel out from among them.
His love endures forever.
With a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
His love endures forever.
To him who divided the Red Sea asunder.
His love endures forever.
And brought Israel through the midst of it.
His love endures forever.
But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea.
His love endures forever.
To him who led the people through the wilderness.
His love endures forever.
To him who struck down the great kings.
His love endures forever.
And killed mighty kings.
His love endures forever.
And Og, king of Bashan.
His love endures forever.
And gave their land as an inheritance.
His love endures forever.
An inheritance to his servant Israel.
His love endures forever.
He remembered us in our low estate.
His love endures forever.
And freed us from our enemies.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to God of heaven.
His love endures forever.
Sorry about that. He freed us from our enemies. Let's see. Yep. Give thanks to the God of heaven. All right. Let's pray. You can be seated. Dear Lord, we come to you and we thank you for making us a part of the things that you set into motion back in the days of Adam, in the days of Abraham, in the days of Israel, Lord God. We thank you for letting us be a part of that, Lord God. We thank you for the abundance that you've given us, for the blessings that you bestowed upon us in this time, Lord God, for giving us the ability to reach out to those around us. And Lord, above all, we thank you for your sacrifice, for paying a price that we cannot pay. In all this, we give thanks to you, Lord God. In your name we pray. Amen.
Lord, live it, and bless me the rock, let God of my salvation be exalted. Let the Lord live it, and bless me the rock, let God.
Please stand for a reading of Psalms 119, verses 169 through 176. May my cry come before you, Lord. Give my understanding according to your word. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees.
May my tongue sing your word, all your commandments are righteousness.
May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts.
I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight.
Let me live that I may praise you, and may your laws sustain me. You may all be seated. You bow with me, please, while I say the prayer of supplication. Almighty God and righteous Father, we are so very lucky to serve a God as great as you, Lord, and we plead with you now to be with us and fill us with your Spirit, Lord, as we go out into this world and serve you, Lord. May our worship be pleasing unto you, and we worship you in spirit and truth. But most importantly, Lord, may we speak the truth of your word and teach your ways and your commands to our children and our young adults and our young men and women, that we may be a living example of your will. We ask, Lord, that you be with us, that we are light into this world, and that we not only serve each other, but we also help those who are in need. As your word says, to clothe those who are without clothes and feed those who are hungry and give drink to those who are thirsty. And may we serve a manner that's pleasing to you. And we ask, Lord, that you give us your wisdom and your understanding in handling the difficult situations that we deal with this in today's world. And that we, most importantly, we love as you have loved us. As God, you loved us and your Son has loved us and willing to die for our sins. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Holy Lord, most holy Lord, you alone are worthy of my praise, O holy Lord. With all of my heart, I sing, great are you, Lord, worthy of praise, holy and true, great are you, Lord, most holy Lord. If it's convenient for you, would you please stand as we have our closing prayer? The Lord bless and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
And give you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.